Hi everyone, Same Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Wagner. He wrote a book called Lives Destroyed, Interviews with the MGTOW, and The Price is Right, which is free for Kindle Unlimited. It's about 100 pages long and has about 10 different interviews with guys that went their own way. I put a link to it in the description. It's 107 pages, and if you want the paperback, it's only $6.99. It starts off with Wagner describing that he's from Brazil, which in my book became the capital of MGTOW back in 2018. He changes the name of guys sharing their stories because many guys fear being oppressed or canceled for their choice to not marry a cooch. They're mostly from different parts of the world. Wagner, while researching men that refuse to get married today, said that all he found were articles that were prejudiced and hateful towards males. But he found that men were tired of being hurt, deceived, humiliated, and belittled. He says we refuse to play the game that we can't win. That basically the only winning move is not to play that game. He also found that instead of hate towards the opposite sex, there was more sadness, hurt, and fear from us. That we're just seeking out new purpose in life and a reason to live. I agree with this assessment, as the number one question guys ask me after going their own way is what to do with their lives and what purpose to pursue. At that point, Wagner starts sharing individual men's stories. The first one being a 67-year-old lawyer named Quimbo that spent 15 years defending men from women, and he has advice for men on how to protect themselves. He says to never attack a woman or raise your voice to her, because such behavior can be used out of context to destroy your life. He says to reduce the risk a woman will throw a false accusation your way, and then you'll know her true character. He says don't get enchanted, I fall in love, and stop being rational. Yeah, that's easier said than done. He says to look for red flags in women like being single mothers, having tattoos, drug addictions, debt, etc. These things prove a woman is impulsive and won't make a good long-term partner. He says a man needs to expect anything and everything from a woman and not to expect loyalty. That betrayal is around every corner. Knowing that half of all marriages fail allows you to prepare accordingly. He also says don't share arguments on text or audio, because the woman can actually use that against you, especially if it's a controversial topic. He says that if a woman is a leftist or feminist, to tell her you're depressed and need some time alone via text message and leave the relationship. He says beware of feminists because they're more likely to take revenge on you. So do the whole it's not you, it's me routine. I'll discuss more from Wagner's book in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to my book review about men being bachelors, needing to be careful of Christian women because even they tend to be feminist clown world show. I agree with Quimbo, the lawyer that Wagner interviewed, that Christian women tend to be feminists. In Brazil, most women identified as Christians, and today they're converting to feminism. Quimbo says men can also protect themselves by not going on dating apps, not liking women's photos on social media, and to also keep a small circle of trustworthy friends. Also avoid women at work and don't look at them in public or give them any attention. He also says to never cohabitate with single mothers. The next guy in the interviews is Ron, a 32-year-old guy from Canada that went his own way. He had to submit to a paternity test with four other males because the woman he was with was a very busy hussy in bed. Luckily, he wasn't the father. He oftentimes tells other women this story to get their responses and none have passed his filtering system, so therefore he's single. But he's an attractive man that's sought after, so that gives him female validation. He just doesn't want to date and get fooled again. Martinet, the next guy, he's actually an incel, so he actually went monk mode and stopped approaching women altogether. Then Wagner interviews a psychologist about MGTOW with more than 30 years of couples counseling and post-divorce therapy. Dr. Jason says that marriage is declining, and over half the couples he sees end in divorce. He claims that it's all the fault of feminism. He says that feminism has turned therapy into something that justifies women's perverse tyranny towards their husbands. The man is slave in marriage, and that's why men lost interest in it. The doctor also says that modern women don't actually bring men any joy. Women's honor has been replaced by the fame of social media and likes. Women are also increasingly asking for open relationships these days to remove the burden of conscience and reduce the difficulty of meeting with lovers. He also says that high-value men cheat all the time, but it's the average man that's invisible to the vast majority of women that doesn't. He says women's cheating rates have shot up because social media attracts hundreds of new men to them in many cases. This psychologist says that the only solution is for men to go monk mode. Tim, aged 53, from the United States, is next. His life was very similar to Venge and MGTOW. Rest his soul. He had bad luck with relationships and got sick and tired of women asking for money, like one woman wanting $700 for rent on their first date. He finally went monk mode when he saw a colleague get jailed because his wife claimed he raped their daughter because he wouldn't buy her a new car. Luckily, he was exonerated in court but still spent 4 years in prison. Tim says the advantage of going monk mode is silence, peace of mind, no drama, anxiety, stress, and lots of money left over. The only downside he can see is occasional loneliness. The next interview is with Celio, a 31-year-old Brazilian man that stopped idealizing women after one of them cheated on him. Now he's realized that promiscuity has increased and is common in women. Celio also says being single means no drama, and women inventing reasons to fight you. He has zero disadvantages, but has the advantage of time and money now. But you can sure bet the elites don't like that idea, because a single man can buy up the assets and gain financial independence by staying one step ahead of inflation, through investing in big tech stocks and crypto. You won't believe how much you can save and invest when you're single. Wagner says that based on women's high attractiveness standards for men, that only 10% are attractive to them. More like 5% or less these days. The only criticism I have about this book is that most of the guys in it have very little to no experience with women in long-term relationships up to this point. Or they date women that are absolutely terrible. In many cases, the only option they have are those terrible women. And in many cases, those women will tell them to keep looking for the perfect woman, that she's out there. They just have to look harder, even with their limited options. But that's difficult because if women don't like the way you look, they don't want to be found. But Wagner does say that most of the men he interviewed did try and build relationships, just with very limited success. Up next, he talks to a guy named Henry from America. His fiance wanted a threesome, and that's when he could no longer trust women ever again, and is thus given up. Another guy, Andre from Brazil, is 6 feet tall, and he's been approached by every woman in his social circle, and many women in public too. Even he had two long-term girlfriends that cheated on him. If Chad can't keep her cooch moist, then who can? A woman that cheated on him said she did it because she loved him too much, and was scared of her own feelings. Andre has since moved to Dubai, and so have many Brazilian women chasing men there as well. He still has women interested in him, but he tells them no commitment, no feelings, and no relationships. He keeps a digital record of their logs. This is the world that women are living in now, where even the Chads are going their own way and giving them nothing. Wagner also goes in depth about monk mode. He says that men that do it dedicate our time to ourselves and stay away from relationships. There's a list of things too long for me to mention here. But above all, it helps you achieve inner peace and enlightenment. Next up is another Brazilian man, Tiberio. And he's single because being with a woman is like swimming in a lake, hoping that you don't get eaten by a man-eating monster 50% of the time. He was divorced, and she got his house, kid, and money. Yet he works to support her, a woman that he hates. But he doesn't hate women in general and only fears them and the power they hold over men in courts. Then Wagner gets into the idea that many monks are minimalist, which is true. That men in this mode of existence need to gain greater freedom and autonomy. That's the reason the term can't be monetized, MGTOW, because promoting a lifestyle that leads to male freedom is against the interests of not only feminists and women, but the elites that control us, through the cooch. The story continues, and I've now gone through about 70% of the book. If you want to hear about the rest of them, you gotta get your own copy. Wagner includes Solaris and Ragnar, the guys that created the MGTOW acronym. He also includes Venchen and myself, but I wish he would have included Thinking Ape and Barbarossa, the two guys that solidified the philosophy into what it is today. I would also need to correct that Venchen is not Canadian as far as I know, and was actually from the Pacific Northwest United States. Again, if you want to know the rest, the link is in the description, and once again, it's free on Kindle Unlimited, and the paperback is only $6.99. Wagner has written over a dozen books in Portuguese, too. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Wagner for the book and book review topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women will try and smash him over his noggin with a hammer when they realize he's sharing men's secrets about female nature. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the guys that don't take advantage of a free book on Kindle away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.